You never would have thought 30 odd years ago that rhubarb would become what it is today. When Darlene started that down at the House of Burgess, and then we brought it up a few years later to Central Park, and now it's developed to such a large event for the city and the community in whole. And the amount of people that we bring to this town, it really says something about what all the volunteers and everybody does to put that all together. So we're very proud of that event, and the city really works hard to try to spruce up the streets and sidewalks and get her all ready to go. So we're excited, we're ready, and before we know it, we'll blink and we'll be moving on.
So, what can you say to the residents? I know a lot of people always come to town, so you have to take, certain steps to make sure, one, you can, handle the influx of people, and two, that you can add the influx of traffic, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. It's funny. Some people talk about how they leave town when the event goes on because there's just way too many people for those 2 days. But we try to manage as best we can. We try to have directionals set up so we can get people in and out. And you just have to be patient for them a couple of days. And we appreciate the community putting up with all the folks coming to visit for those 48 hours.
Are you excited about the screening of the movie that was shot in Aledo last year?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been anticipating this since they were here last summer, and it's going to be exciting to watch. I wish everybody in the community could come and see the premiere of it, but hopefully we get a good viewing this next Sunday, and then they can get it out and the public can see it.